Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, Clemson looked good in their 38-10 bludgeoning of the North Carolina Tar Heels, Cole. But what does it actually mean to beat up on a tiny little kid the way that Clemson did? It's like being an NBA star and you're playing your 10-year-old son at a pickup game. And you're swatting his shots and you said, oh, I beat you. What does it actually mean to smack down the North Carolina Tar Heels right now? Not a lot. Welcome in to Wire. He's Cole Bryson. My name is Diesel Tolos. Appreciate you jumping in to the stream already on the show. Awesome to be back after 6 days off, man. I almost forgot how to get here.
Must be nice.
Well, a lot of time was spent at the house because I'm getting auto repairs done and it's going to be like 5 G's and I'm not happy about it at all. So that's why I had to come back to work. Okay, I had to start making that scratch again.
But, you know, the interesting thing about what you just asked is typically Diesel, your name's Diesel, so you've been gone so long I don't even know how to pronounce your name.
Deezer. Hey, if I get old, I'd be a geezer and I'd be a Deezer.
Yeah, that's right. You know, 6 days I don't know how to say Diesel. I think what's so strange about the question that you just asked is I don't know if I have an answer. And the reason I say that is here's what's great about it. You said, what does that mean? Well, initially, Diesel, I would think, okay, it means that Clemson's got a little momentum. They look good offensively in the first half. They're back in the win column. However, the reason I tell you I don't know if I can answer that is I also thought this team would learn a lot from playing in the college football playoff a season ago against Texas. And I bought into the offseason theory that them being in the college football playoff would provide them with a lot of experience and return on their investment for 2025. And guess what? That didn't happen. So to answer your question, it should give them confidence. But do we truly know with this team?
I guess what we've seen so far this season for Clemson, a 2-3 start.
Right.
Losses to LSU, Syracuse, Georgia Tech, hard-fought victory against Troy. That's hilarious. Mm-hmm. And a beatdown of North Carolina coming off a bye. Nothing is guaranteed, right?
That's right.
Just because your roster is loaded with 4- and 5-star guys, just because Phil Steele put you in the top 5 of every position group in his preseason magazine, just because you got rid of some bum DC and you brought in the guy that ran an amazing offense at Penn State last year, and you got Dabo Swinney, and you got a third-year offensive coordinator, and you got a fourth-year player at quarterback, that doesn't mean that you're going to go out there and be great. Look at what we've seen all across college football. We thought Texas was going to be great. They suck. We thought Penn State was going to be great. They lost to UCLA. I mean, there are no Notre Dame is struggling the first couple weeks of the season. There are no guarantees in this game. There's no guarantees that you hire the right guy with the right pedigree and the great resume that he's instantly going to come in and flip a switch and make your team more successful.
Do you have a mouse in your pocket over there?
I got one right
here. Do you have a mouse in your pocket? You said we thought Penn State. Well, I will tell you at 5 o'clock, I promise you, Diesel, there was no we there. Finally, I looked right on something. And boy, what a travesty to use a Dewey word that was over the weekend. We'll get to that later in the show as well. But you're right. I mean, ultimately, there are still unknowns because it's not like Clemson went out and beat Oregon this weekend.
It's true.
You play who's in front of you. Clemson play North Carolina. They took care of business. They looked really good in the first half. So, like, yeah, you check the boxes, but does it change how we think about this team? I don't know that it does, right?
Not a lot at this point. Dewey says Clemson did not look good. They looked good for one half. Then it's hard to tell with Dewey because his message, in the third and the fourth, and they still suck. Whatever Dewey is trying to say, I get the point of what you're trying to say, Dewey. Yeah.
He's trying.
Just work on your syntax.
He's trying.
Just a little bit. No, it's funny. I remember, and I'm going to bring it up with Grayson Mann at 420. I remember asking him 2 weeks ago, is this the most needed buy in college football so far this season? And by God, it really felt like they needed it. We also have spent a lot of time saying, well, why don't they bench Cade and bring in Christopher Vezina? By God, he is not ready to be a quarterback.
You think?
He is
for how long?
Not ready to start for the Clemson Tigers. So as much as you may be scratching your head about this season so far, Clemson fans, you ought to be, wringing your hands a little bit about what's going to happen next season, because Christopher Vezina, I recall seeing at least three times he should have been picked off. And I think two of those might have even been on the same drive, and they were called back. One was just egregious. They're all egregious. They're all bad.
Yeah, I think the biggest question I have, Diesel, for the Clemson fans out there at 844-326-3663 is, did Saturday's win change your mind or alter your thoughts or change how you feel about this year's team? I want to know from Clemson fans.
I know that we only got half of a game, and Clemson was never pressured offensively by Max Johnson and the North Carolina Tar Heels.
God,
how gross was that shot of Max Johnson's leg all filled with stitches? It was like,
it wasn't as gross as their offense
hip was. Hip bone to knee bone, all stitches. And they were saying he was laying there in the hospital bed holding his femur together.
Yeah.
That's so gross. But we knew Clemson was not going to be pressured by this North Carolina defense. They were not going to be pressured by the North Carolina offense. So essentially, it was a scrimmage against your twos or maybe your threes on your roster. That's the kind of competition that Clemson played. But hey, I like the fact that they came out with a trick play immediately. I like the fact that Cade Klubnik was actually hitting his receivers. He was making good decisions. Finally, I mean, this is what Clemson should have been doing to this team, to all teams. I mean, outside of maybe LSU, all of their games should have looked like that to this point.
And especially the Troy game.
Like, but it's good to see it. It's good to finally see it.
It was, but you look at what happened Saturday, 38-10. You mentioned the 28 points in the first quarter there. They should have done this to Troy. And I think, like, going back to our conversation of how does Saturday change Clemson fans' thoughts on the team, Diesel, I don't know that it does drastically. However, this is the way you should have looked against Troy. This is the way you should have looked at times against Syracuse. We all know that Steve Angeli made it tough on you. Steve Angeli was a good quarterback, but Syracuse defense is not a top-notch elite defense to where, they really held Clemson down. No, this is what you should have looked like in those previous games. So while we may not know a ton in terms of how we now feel about Clemson, while our thoughts may not have changed drastically, I think the positive is you did find a little bit of something there in the first quarter, second quarter. You scored you scored 7 points, Diesel. Now, after that, you didn't score again. You scored 3 points in the fourth quarter, 0 in the third. So, to your point, the backups didn't look great. But maybe, just maybe, that first quarter provided enough for Garrett Riley and Cade Klubnik to be able to build off of it. Because, look, if we're being eternally optimistic here, there's still a lot of football out there. Maybe they can reel off 6 or 7 in a row, Diesel, I don't know, and maybe be back in the top 25 at the end of the season. But I just don't know ultimately that Saturday changes the thoughts on a lot of Clemson fans.
Madcraft thinks that he knows something about Dewey. He says in the stream, I know one of Dewey's secrets. And Cole, you and I have debated for a year and a half, almost 2 years that we've been doing this show. Is Dewey, the Dewey that we know, is that Dewey a real person?
Ooh.
Or is that a character, right? Is that a bit? Is that a fake person? Is he shining us every time he calls in with this goofy, I chew on paint chips kind of persona? I thought Madcraft was going to say he knows that Dewey is a big fake faker. But he says Dewey is going to be Diesel for Halloween this year. He just doesn't want anyone to know.
Well, you know what? We did not discuss that last week, I promise. So if that's new news, Diesel, it's new news to me as well. I did not know anything about that, but I think that's a great idea. I would like to see Dewey dressed up as Diesel.
That's fun, because I knew who my Halloween costume is going to be.
You do?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to see it on... What day of the week
that's
is Halloween
Friday.
Even on this year?
See, I won't even be in here.
It's
I'll
on
be
a Friday.
And I'll be on location.
So are we going to have to do Halloween on Thursday, the 30th? Are you going to dress up?
I could dress up as a broadcaster on Friday. How about that?
Well, nobody's ever accused us of dressing up as professionals.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
that's true.
Do you want to do costumes on the 30th? Would you do costume with me? If I do
depends
a costume,
depends what kind it is. Depends.
I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah, yeah,
you can
yeah,
be whatever you want to be.
Yeah, I have to think of what I should. Yeah, yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as it's not a long-suffering Dallas Cowboy fan, because you dress up as that every single day.
But not today. Not today, baby. How about them Cowboys? Well, I don't care if the Dolphins or who do we play, the Jets. I don't care if the Jets suck.
Kane says, I still believe in Clemson. Glad they had a big win and still rooting for them. Not expecting a lot, but still rooting for them. P. Digit says, zero change in my perception. I agree about Vezina and thought Pierman looked better. You know, I was even noticing that Vezina was still in with the ones. You know, most of the ones were still in. Even though Cade had been taken out of the game, I thought, okay, good. They're giving Vezina live reps, and they're not putting him out there with the twos and the threes that are going to drop the ball anyway because they're not quite ready. They put him out there with the ones, and he looked awful.
Hey, how about this? This is just literally breaking news. I just saw it pop in our emails, Diesel. It's not Clemson related, but it is breaking news. South Carolina and Miami have just today canceled their home-and-home.
Boo!
Football series.
Boo!
2026 next year, the Gamecocks were supposed to go to Hard Rock. No, they were supposed to host Miami, and in 2027 they were supposed to go to Hard Rock. So that series has been canceled.
Is this a result, you think, of the ACC going to 9 games?
Has to be, right?
Yeah, that
has to
sucks.
Be.
Sucks. This is a great matchup. I wanted to see it.
Yeah, Steve Fink just had it on Twitter as well.
Call him up. Tell him it's a terrible decision.
Wow. That's crazy. So a little bit of breaking news, Gamecock fans. Your series with Miami coming up in the next 2 years is no. Yeah, you're right. It has to be because of the new nine conference. Yeah.
So not that this helps. Okay. I mean, this is a lot of sugarcoating here. If you look at the three teams that Clemson has lost to this season, and I do make a distinction about Syracuse when they still had Angeli as quarterback and after Angeli
different
as
team.
Quarterback, completely different team. Clemson's three losses this season have come to teams that are a combined 12-2. LSU's got one loss, Georgia Tech's undefeated, Syracuse was 3-1 after beating Clemson. So, I do put a little asterisk on that Syracuse team. But their three losses came to really good football teams and teams that have proven after they played Clemson that they're still really good football teams. If Clemson had lost those games close, I'd say, man, there's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Still a shot, right? But maybe they found something in the first half of that game. Maybe they recaptured their mojo, their swag, whatever it may be. I think, Cole, this Clemson team, there's a okay shot that they could run the table down the stretch. And if they play like that down the stretch, they could run the table. And would you think that an 8-game win streak Clemson Tiger team is like anywhere remotely close to the fringe of of maybe an at-large berth?
No.
No? Not even close?
No. Now, look.
Their only hope is for everybody above them to lose and somehow backdoor their way into the ACC title game again, huh?
I don't mind playing this role. I don't mind, like, playing super positive what could Clemson do. But if we play that role, like, they still have those three losses. So, okay, if they go beat Boston College next week, which they will, right?
Right. What if they smoke Boston College? I'm talking to a tune of, like, 52-6.
Well, they'll still be 3-3, and that's my problem.
But they'll look good doing it, and if they can continue that down the stretch. So, I mean, you could say, and again, I get that this is sugarcoating and silver lining as much as I possibly can. If they went on a run and look good every game, they'd be one of the hottest teams in the country.
So, okay, to play that narrative, I think what would have to happen is if we're going to do that. So, right now they're 2-3. If they just whooped Boston College, whooped SMU the next week. SMU's a good team, so you're talking about all of a sudden 4-3 after the SMU game.
Wait, and SMU's only FBS win is a Steve Angeli-less Syracuse.
That's true too. So, yeah. So you go beat the next two, and all of a sudden you're 4-3. You're 3-2 in conference, 4-3 overall. You'll wax Duke, you're 5-3. Then you host Florida State playing this scenario, playing this game, Diesel. If you just waxed Florida State, you'd be 6-3. Okay, then the next Friday you're at Louisville. Let's say they wax Louisville, 7-3. We all know they're going to wax Furman, 8-3, and then they go to South Carolina. So you're saying out of the last, let's say, 4, 5, 6 games, they just run rough shop and just absolutely light it up offensively. Mm-hmm. We're talking 50 points, maybe 60 points here and there, right? South Carolina, they hang 40 on South Carolina, right? Just dreaming here. Playing this game, they would still be a 3-loss team that has no shot in my mind of making it without that conference. So then you're asking, what would Florida State and the rest of the guys, Georgia Tech, have to do? What Miami have to do? Because that's what you're essentially asking now, right?
Right. They'd have to prep the band in an historic way.
And, man, is that going to that's just
– Or they need Virginia to fall apart.
Right. That'd be far-fetched. Josh on Twitter says, I feel good about the Boston College matchup, but I don't like the Duke matchup at all. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, man. Like, there's so many what-ifs. And by the way, Josh, appreciate you watching the show.
They beat a good NC State, and they beat a pretty good Cal.
And again, you're going to have to, like, I know Clemson's not in the SEC, and I know the schedule is favorable, it's doable, it's manageable, right? But at the end of the day, Diesel, you're still going to have to make sure that old Clemson that – we saw in the first 4 weeks of the season doesn't rear its ugly head again. And do I think Clemson's better today? I do. Do I think Clemson's what we expected them to be going into the season? No. I still don't think because of one North Carolina win, Diesel, I'm not going to sit here and pretend Clemson's back to what we talked about them being. Because they did score a bunch of points in the first quarter. They did. And defensively, they looked fine at times, but – again, you have to kind of take it for what it is.
No. Not dominant defensively. We appreciate our good friend down at Clemson, Ross Taylor, who sends out game notes every week. Some interesting little things you maybe didn't know about that North Carolina win for the Clemson Tigers. That's Clemson's 7th straight win over UNC. It ties the longest streak in this series by either team. Clemson snaps a 2-game losing streak. They've not lost 3 in a row since 2010. Dabo joins. This is a fun one. Dabo Sweeney joins Jim Harbaugh, Steve Spurrier, Bill Cowher, Gary Kubiak, Eric Mangini, Mike McCarthy, Dick Juergen, Tony Dungy, Herm Edwards, Dick Vermeil, and Romeo Crennel as the 12th coach to ever beat a Nick Saban and Bill Belichick coach team. That's cool.
That's cool. That
and,
is.
And Dabo is 18-5 coming off of regular season byes.
Well, you know what? Ultimately, you have to, if you're Clemson, ultimately, you have to take it 1 week at a time. And kind of like you did last year, while you take it 1 week at a time, you have to have some help. I just don't think they're going to find that rabbit's foot 2 years in a row. And I know this Clemson team last year was a lot better than they have been in the first 4 or 5 weeks, Diesel, of this year's season. But talking about the kind of help they would need this year to somehow make it into the conference or somehow make it into the college football playoff, you're talking about just a drastic atomic bomb
even
of chaos.
Even if there's the continued chaos in the SEC, like Texas losing this past weekend. Like, even if we saw Ole Miss take a loss that they shouldn't take,
sure.
If we saw A&M take a loss that they shouldn't take, so now you're starting to put warts on all of the SEC teams. And if Clemson, again, this is a crazy, crazy long shot. Even if they somehow found this magic, kept it going, and were putting up half a hundred every week, not good enough to surpass, you know, an ugly loss Ole Miss.
No.
And that's the conversation, Diesel, you and I had 2 weeks ago. It's the same conversation Rob and I had on the show Friday was, you know, we're going to have this conversation with somebody. Is it going to be Clemson or is it going to be somebody else, whether it be a Ole Miss team or a Tennessee team or somebody who's got two or three blemishes, but you're talking about an ACC team maybe with only one or two blemishes. That conversation is going to happen.
Mm.
It's just a matter of time. I just don't know what it'll take. Kane asked on the YouTube stream, he says, when will you consider them back, Cole? Would it take winning every game? Serious question. I'm not trying to be sarcastic. So that's a good question. So,
yeah.
Again, Kane says, what would it take for me to consider Clemson back? Like, back, Kane, I think it would take them beating a quality opponent and doing it consistently outside of the conference. So, look, they play in the ACC.
So you're almost saying they can't achieve that this year.
Pretty much.
I mean, Louisville and Florida State are the two remaining ranked teams on this schedule that you would widely consider to be a really good team.
And again, not being disrespectful, Duke, Kane, but like, here's what I'm not going to do. And I'm glad you brought this up because I think that's a really interesting point. What I'm not going to allow myself to do, Kane, and what I would encourage Clemson fans to also avoid, don't allow what happens the rest of this year to completely allow yourself to think that this team's back. And there are, again, we know there are people in the media and radio stations that will tell you that that's happening. And, you know, let Clemson roll off or reel off six in a row, Diesel. I promise to God there will be people who are claiming this team should be a dark horse to somehow sneak in somehow, some way to the college football playoff. Are there enough exams? Are there enough exams this season? And this is a legitimate question to you, Diesel, to Clemson fans out there, and any college football fan out there. When you look at their schedule and talk about Clemson being back, this is a simple yes or no answer. And texters, Tolos, please text in on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. Yes or no? 844-326-3663. To answer Kane's question, Diesel, I think ultimately we have to have the conversation of and ask the question, are there enough exams remaining for Clemson on this year's schedule to really believe that all of a sudden, based on the data points available, that they're back? That's the question that we have to ask in order to answer Kane's question of when will we consider them back. If you say in your heart of hearts that yes, there are enough data points remaining, there are enough exams on this year's schedule, then you can check that box and say, okay, I can find a way for them to be back. But if your answer to my question is no, then you can't provide an answer to Kane's question because there just aren't enough data points. And ultimately, I don't believe the answer to that is yes. I believe the answer is no. There aren't enough remaining quality data points, tough exams, Diesel, for them to check off.
Well, Kane, I'll put it this way. Cole just put an amorphous out there in the middle of nowhere, out in the ether kind of answer. I'm going to give you a real answer here, okay? Mm. It's going to take three performances like that. Three of them. I got one. There's an old saying, once is an anomaly, twice is a coincidence, three times is a pattern. And if they can do it three times in a row, if they can show 3 weeks in a row, relatively mistake-free football, Cade Klubnik making the right reads, Adam Randall actually being able to run the ball on the ground, because for crying out loud, he is their RB1, but he's a terrible running back. Let's be real. He's a terrible running back. He's had one good game all season long. But they got to do this multiple times in a row to prove to me that this team is back. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to just be back to that 85% chance to win every game and they're going to beat everybody by 40 points. That still remains to be seen. So there's always ways to take a step back on this. Cole, I don't know if you saw this during the broadcast, because were you watching on TV? You went to Columbus
this
weekend.
Yeah, I was watching
on
my phone on YouTube. Okay. Yep.
Did you happen to catch this audio that they played multiple times throughout the broadcast? This is a clip of a student at North Carolina who's gone viral. Anna Yee is her name.
Oh, I did see this.
And she was talking about what it was like to be on campus when North Carolina lost to TCU in week one.
TCU was, I went to that game, and that was one of the saddest feelings I've had in university so far. And I've failed midterms before, so that's saying something.
I saw that.
Last, saddest
it's
feeling
funny,
I've had.
But she's right. So we hadn't even got to like the North Carolina side of it, which we will. But last thing I'll say, to your point, and kind of to Kevin's point on Facebook as well, I hear you. And yes, you're right. Once could be an epiphany, twice could be, and then three times you might have a little bit of your substance there. However, the reason I can't jump on board with you on that theory, Diesel, is there's a lot of people that can go out there and hit a four-foot putt when nobody's watching. But if you're going to go out there and hit a four-foot putt when there's 3,000 people around the green, it's a different story.
I can two-putt with the best of them.
Okay, my point being, and kind of to Kevin's point on Facebook, yeah, they can go reel off three really good ones in a row of this schedule. And to his point, they should be able to. So I'm not saying like I'm going to discredit Clemson for the rest of the year. I think they truly can get better. But for me, I've got to see it against quality competition. Because, you can win the ACC, you can go play, and you're not going to win the ACC this year. You can go do whatever you want to do against SMU and Boston College and Louisville and Florida State. Are you truly one of the best teams in the country? And I think the answer to that's obviously no.
And truthfully, what do we know about this Florida State team? There's up and down and up and down.
Yeah.
Tiger Pal Rachel says Clemson can't be back this year. They can move in that direction, but they can't be back unless they win out and then meet expectations next. Yeah. W with a period. Don't know what that means, Tiger Pal Rachel. This is what confuses me about Dewey, Cole, because when he messages in on the stream, it doesn't make any sense. But when Dewey texts in, he says, mistake-free football the remainder of the year, a bowl win, and show some accountability, and then maybe they are back. Do we have two Deweys?
No, that's a smart Dewey.
Is this, smart Dewey texts in.
Maybe no, Dewey's just not say good
the,
on
I'm
the...
not going to use the D word, but other Dewey on the stream is all over the place.
Maybe it's just a keyboard.
It's like Farmer Freb.
Is there a different keyboard for typing on the stream opposed to a text message? I don't know. But the point of the conversation is there's still meat left on the bone. There's still TBD. There's still to be determined because ultimately Clemson plays in the week conference. And a lot of Clemson fans out there over the next 6 weeks, if they do reel off six or seven in a row, a lot of Clemson fans will be right back on that juice, on that Kool-Aid, believing that they are back. That's a fact of the matter. Diesel, let's go around the NFL in the very next segment. Biggest storylines from what happened in a crazy, wild NFL weekend. It's not even over yet. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.